Brothers and sisters, I have been quite troubled by this certain things that happened this week, which I feel I have to speak to. And there are two things here, and I'm going to be quite plain in what I feel. And the first is the murder of Charlie Kirk. Now, I'm going to say this before I go any further. I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk on everything. I didn't agree with him on gun control. I didn't agree with him on his COVID conspiracies. And there may be one other thing which I can't remember at the moment. But I've watched a lot of what he's said, and what I do support him on was his Christian morality. That comes across very, very clearly. And one of the things that's come out more and more is that he said the most important thing for him was the grace that was found in Christ. And although his politics in some cases would not be mine, his core values were. One of the things I've seen is a chance to the way that many people are trying to smear him. Now, here's something, perhaps, you know, some people are going to say to me, you don't understand America, and that's quite possible. I have always believed that to take a strong political stance as a Christian, you can have it, you can hold it, but I have never preached politics from the pulpit. I don't think it's a place for it. I don't think it's a place for it. And if I had some criticism of him, it might be that he was so tightly identified with the right. And indeed, perhaps he could have been more critical of its leaders at times. Now, the second thing, which has perhaps had a bit of a bounce off this, is the way that I feel he is being hijacked at this time. President Trump, perhaps it's understandable in the light of some of the things that have been said in Charlie Kirk's death, says he sees no point in trying to reconcile with the left. Actually, that's not what Charlie Kirk would have wanted, from what I've heard him say. But the second thing that really got me this week came yesterday. Some of you may know from Facebook of a guy called Christopher Wickham. He is very outspoken. He at times has claimed prophecy. We've had some words over that. And he is basically someone who will align with, I feel, anything if it suits his cause. I was not impressed that he was at the march yesterday in London. He was, to me it seemed, revelling in the fact that he'd been invited backstage to be along people like Tony Robinson and Katie Hopkins. I listened to some speeches. I wouldn't have chosen to. I listened to them last night. Katie Hopkins was a foul-mouthed rant. Brothers and sisters, do we want to associate with people like this? The other thing which I put in a comment on Christopher Wickham's post was there were many people there with many different agendas. And that's a danger. Actually, it was interesting. I saw a newspaper article this morning and clicked it, and the guy came to the same conclusion. So it's not just me. What I want to say is this. As Christians, we believe that real reformation, renewal, comes by the changing of the human heart is. So well does the psalmist say, put not your trust in princes, mortal men who cannot save. He goes on to say, you know, they end up dead as like everyone else. You know, that's the way it is. The issue is this. There was a lot being spoken about as Christian culture. Actually, in Katie Hopkins' speech, mixed with four-letter words. And the issue I want to put is this. Yes, I do believe that we want to be espousing Christian values. I would urge you, fight for them. in terms of writing to your MP when you see something you are disappointed with. Stand with it. We're going to be hosting the Christian... I forgot to say that. We're going to be hosting the Christian Institute here in October. October the 8th. Yeah, thanks. People are more ahead of me on that. That's a good way. One of the things I said is that any change must come by consensus and political consensus and by the ballot box. And as Christians, we must stick to that. And I will stick to that even if I'm called unpatriotic for doing it. Because I actually fear what some of these people, if they ever got into power, I think we might get a nasty shock as Christians as to what might happen. And the issue I want to say is this. Our chief concern, because it's the only way it works, is the gospel. Remember what Jesus said to Pilate. John 18:36. Jesus, when questioned by Pilate, said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. Now my kingdom is of another place." There is too much inflammatory rhetoric at this moment in the state, and it's starting to catch on here. The other thing we need to know is that real permanence, real change, comes in the Lord Jesus Christ. There were banners there yesterday saying, "Make the UK Christian again." We can always argue, how much was it ever Christian? It's had its revivals, and we would pray for one of them. But just remember this. What did Jesus say? Here's truth. Here's real truth. Jesus, when talking about the end times and the fall of Jerusalem, he seems to sort of flip between the two. They are intertwined. He says this in Matthew 24:34. "I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until these things happen." But listen to this. And 35. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." The kingdom of God is going to be built, but it's not built here. This is temporary. Actually, we'll be looking at that in 2 Corinthians later. This is temporary. The kingdom of God is permanent. This is wasting away. We are not building a new Jerusalem in... You know, Blake got that wrong, I'm afraid, even if you like the hymn and the tune. What we are called is to go out and preach the gospel. And brothers and sisters, I pledge to you, so I ask your support, that I will go out as much as I can and do that in the streets of Stony Stratford. And also, you've been gracious, the members have been gracious here to let me have a ministry in other things. Pray for the work I do with Flame Christian and Community Radio. It reaches a lot of people with the thought for the day and stuff like that. Remember, we are not a single church. Pray for the other EFCC churches, and pray for other good evangelical Bible gospel preaching churches in this area. Pray that the Lord might be gracious. We have seen times of renewal and revival in the past. Let's just pray that that might come again. But even if we live in dark days, pray we would stand for the gospel. And we would not confuse that or align ourselves with people who we think might just bring it in by some other means. I really don't think it was a great idea of Christopher Wickham. I don't often call people out, but I don't think it was a good idea for him to be reveling in the fact that he was part of that yesterday. I would have been ashamed to be there. Now, I'm sure that might get me some flack, but we'll see what bounces back on the internet later when this is put out. But do pray. We are called, we have been put here to be a witness to Stony Stratford and the greater Milton Keynes area, and indeed further afield. Let's pray that the gospel is held on to here. Let's pray at this time. Gracious Lord, we would pray very much for the days we live in, and we particularly think of Charlie Kirk's widow at this time and his two very young children. And we pray that his memory would not be polarised by people with an agenda, indeed an agenda he might not have approved of. We pray, Lord, that there would be in this country a spirit of listening and learning. We pray that there would be a spirit, your spirit, that might revive your church. And we pray that we would be those who hold your word and hold it out here in Stony Stratford in the greater Milton Keynes area. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you give us. But Lord, again, we pray that we would be bold at this time, but never compromise or align ourselves with people because somehow we feel that we can just piggyback the gospel in on the back of that. Lord, we pray that we would be 100% true to your word. Amen.